All right, good evening. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The July meeting has been canceled, so the next monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds for Echolink. Come now, please. Okay, it sounds like you were trying to get in there, Bill. KA3TFV from Warrendale, Pennsylvania. I'm not sure. Maybe you might be having a network issue. I'll give you a few more seconds. Try again.
KA3TFV, we're calling from Warrendale. Maybe second time's a better time. I don't know what happened there first time, but I got cut out. Anyhow, good evening there, Mr. Kevin James. Good evening to everybody. And we're checking into this fabulous net through the Echolink system. Over.
Okay, good evening, Bill. Tell you what, it's just you and me in here on Echolink, so go ahead and take it away.
Roger. We got up to about 86 degrees today, and it's probably around 79 right now. And all's well here in Warrendale. We're not going to hold the repeater down too much. But good evening to everybody. Over.
Okay, Bill, I just had to do a quick check on my temperature here in Oneonta, and I've got 70 degrees. We only got about a tenth of an inch of rain today as that first frontal boundary passed through. It made the air a little more humid. I know there's going to be another front passing through tomorrow, and then from there we should start rebounding for the rest of the week into the weekend. And I'm hearing a rumor Friday we may see some storms Friday afternoon, Friday night, but after that it's going to be tons of sun for the 4th of July holiday weekend, so that'll be really cool. All right, I will move forward. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. Good evening. This is N2PFM on the mountainside at Watson. Good evening. Good evening.
N5AOW.
WA2U.
Okay, nice call up there. Start at the bottom of the list. We got WA2U, John. N5AOW, Bob, and at the top of our list is N2PFM, George. How are things going over there in Watson?
Well, good evening to you, Kevin James, and Bill, and everybody else, Rob, and everybody else, whoever else is out there on the net. We got a temperature of 70 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 64 to 76. And overnight it did rain quite hard till about 8 o'clock this morning. And we did have another shower around 11 or so. So that's kind of what the situation was here. We did have sun later in the day, and it came out quite bright for a while and charged my batteries all the way back up again. I got the refrigerator defrosting right now, and I got the other more efficient refrigerator that only burns 60 watts on there right now. I got that on the solar power. We'll see how everything does there on the overnight hours. So that's what's going on here on the mountainside. We'll say God bless, and 73 is to all. And by the way, Bob, no further things on the saga of the white van. It's doing all right now, but who knows for how long. 10-2 p.m. I'm clear.
Okay, George, I know the last part there got covered by the ID, so I'm hoping Bob caught that, because it didn't quite make it through on my side here. Well, we'll move down. Bob didn't catch that. He can always call back to you. N5AOW, how are things out your way today?
N5AOW in the group, John had good hearing you, and George also had a good day today. I made use of it rained most of the day. We had pretty good wind. But I made a mess the other day with all my construction and used up most of my stock that I had upstairs in the garage. But the unfortunate part was that in the process of digging it out and getting the compound miter saw going and whatever, I have made a horrendous mess. That's about the only way I can put it. Everything was scattered here and there and just a total disarray. And I spent a bit of hours today with trying to put everything back together again, but I finally made some headway, and I think I'll clean it up tomorrow since we're going to have a little bit of more rain, more than likely in the afternoon. So that about sums it up for me. I hope everyone else had a good day also. N5AOW back to that.
All right, Bob, sounds like you're having some of the same projects that I'm doing here myself, just trying to keep things straight and going forward. Matter of fact, I did a little side project today, put off for a little bit. I've got my favorite pair of headphones that I have used, gosh, I'm going to say now for probably, I know, John, I know you probably get a kick out of this, that I'm actually even saying this. They're actually a Radio Shack headphone. It's realistic. I bought these things probably like 25 years ago, and they're my favorite set of headphones. It has full range. When I DJ any place, those are the headphones that I normally use. Well, the covers, the ear covers, had actually started to disintegrate a while back, and it was really making me frustrated. So I had gotten another set, and unfortunately the guys at Radio Shack don't want to put them down. I mean, they're decent people, but they're more of like, here, let me sell you a cell phone plan. But I had the guy try to help me out a little bit. He was a little nervous about pulling them apart. So today I got ambitious. I popped those earpieces out, and I got the new foam on, and we're ready to roll. So I actually made some progress. All right, with that, WA2U, John, it is your turn. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Kevin James and Bill and George and Bob and anyone else. I don't want to miss anyone. Good evening to the listeners. Okay, on the headphones, yeah, I remember years ago the cost was a big, costs were very, very popular, you know, the liquid-filled ones, the, I don't know, Pro 4-4s or whatever they were called. Well, we had a good weekend. Saturday got up nice and early, and a friend of mine took his truck. We went down to Clinton, and I picked up Kathy. It's made by DR. It's a Power Wolf. It has a 10.5 horse electric start motor with a seat on it, and got it on the back of the truck, brought it home, and she loves it. Drove it in and out of camp. Handles nice. They make some that are you walk behind, but this has a dump box on it and about 4x4 said you can sit on it. He's got reverse and got a, excuse me, a steering wheel on it. It's kind of neat. So she's having a ball with that, and we need to get another wheelbarrow. So we upgraded a few notches, and it's great for firewood. I don't know, you can put some 800 or 1200 pounds of weight in it, but did that. Listened to a lot of music on Saturday evening, some old stuff, some Moody Blues and Dave Mason, some of the Average White Band, some of the old nostalgia stuff. So we enjoyed that. Let me do a reset. Today, what did we do today? It rained, and it rained, and it rained. It's amazing the difference of the weather where you are, Kevin James, and the weather up here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, where it is currently 67 degrees. So we're in the Adirondacks, where all the wood, where there's lots of wood. We have more wood down in front of our house. The town came by today. I told them about a big tree that was out there, and they came by with a excavator and a large one. The guy with a chainsaw, and he cut the tree down. They pushed it over the excavator so it wouldn't get tangled up in the power lines. But goodness, that's got to be, I told him, well, they cut it down. Don't worry about, you know, I'll get rid of it. But it's got to be, almost 30 inches in diameter at the base. So it'll start on one side and get on the other side. But there's some wood there for the fire ring. So I threw a lot of the smaller stuff on the other side of it, kind of close to the road, so get out of the way of that. That was at 7:15 this morning. And I said, well, you guys out early. Well, we're trying to avoid the rain. And then it did start raining. So that was about it. Really didn't get a chance to do too much outside because of the weather. And Kevin, congrats on finding parts. Headphones, they're just absolutely amazing. And I've seen, you can cover the gamut there. You can go from the 1995. I've seen headphones that cost $1,000. Just unbelievable where they've got the die-cast, the high-tech metal and the drivers, and especially some of the ones that the DJs are using and stuff. So, anyways. Glad they work out well for you. I've got a set now that are made by Sony. They go from, no one's going to hear it, but it's good, gives them good bragging rights. I guess it's from 3 hertz to 28K. So there you go. You can hit a switch for power boost if you really want to rattle things around. WATU, back to that.
Oh, John, I just had to regain my composure there. I like that terminology. Rattle some things around. Hopefully it's not your brains. Oh, my Lord, yeah. 3 to 28,000. That is just remarkable for response. So, these ones here, like I say, that I've got, I've had them back when I used to DJ as a contract at the local skating rink. And I was finding it difficult to hear because you always had to have everything up pretty loud anyway. And you're trying to slip cue or cue something up, and there's not a quote unquote sealed sound booth there. You're out in the open, and man, I'll tell you what, just trying to hear something is just next to impossible. I had another set of studio quality headphones, and for some reason they had no low end response in them. But at the time, that's all I had, and I actually modified them with a secondary wire for a microphone, which I actually encompassed into the headphones. So that was kind of neat when I was able to do that, because then I could have the headphones on and talk on the mic, and then, you know, just do the whole work kind of almost without having to hold a mic in my hand, because when I was in that DJ booth, it was like I was moving around, switching lights, et cetera, et cetera. So I was always on the move, but yeah, kind of interesting. All right, another thing I forgot to mention here, KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This weekend was the field day, so if anyone wants to discuss anything about that, I'll throw that out there. And we're looking for any other check-ins. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins, and we'll open the floor, like I said, for some comments, queries. Come now, please.
And to PFM, if you could tell me what I got to when you said the ID came on and clobbered me.
Yeah, George, it was when you were making some kind of comment or a question or something towards Bob. I'm not sure what it was. Like I said, it got kind of covered by the ID. So if you want to go ahead and see if you can reminisce what that was and ask Bob, go for it. I'll let you have the floor.
Well, I was just mentioning about the continuing saga of the white van that it's been running fine now since that water pump thing last week, and hopefully it'll stay running for a good long time yet, I hope. That's about it. M2PF, I'm clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, all right. Bob, did you have anything to come back on that N5AOW? All right, I'm not sure if Bob took off already. If he was smart like me, he probably headed out for some ice cream already, and I had my bowl of ice cream tonight. So, all right, we'll throw another call out there, looking for any other stations that are out there, comments or queries, or Bob, if you're hanging in there, come on back in here. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WITU at Impulse.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U with info. John, go ahead.
Yeah, WA2U. Well, let's see. Coming up, I know it's kind of early, but coming up, we got the 4th of July weekend coming up. Although listening to the scanner, I guess some people have already started. Good time to dust off the scanner and listen to some of the action in sometimes your creative neighbors around, but that'll be coming up. It's not that far away, but July 10th, which is a Sunday, is the Radio Amateurs of Greater Syracuse Rags Handfest. That'll take place, I believe, at the VFW in Cicero, New York, straight across the street from the Cicero Post Office, straight on Route 31. So very, very easy to get to. Especially if you love Peary, get on Route 365 in Verna Verona, get on the Route 31 and just, you know, you're going to cross, go through Bridgeport and cross Route 11, so very easy to get to. Talkin's probably on two possible frequency. First one's 146.91, 146.91 with a PL of 103.5, that's 103.5, let me reset. Second frequency is 147.300 possibly, 147.300, the PL for that is 67 hertz, 67.0. So that should be a lot of fun on the 10th of July. I noticed tuning around last evening, there's a lot of nests on Sunday evenings. I know that coming up on Wednesday evening, Tim Colson, N2VZD, does a swap net. And that's on a number of frequencies that starts at 7 o'clock Wednesday on the Remsen repeater 145.33 with a PL of 71.9. It's also on the Auburn repeater 147.0 with a PL of 71.9. Ithaca repeater, as we used to say, 379.7146.970. I believe that PL is maybe 103.5, but I'm sure you can find it out. And then on the Cortland repeater, 147.225. So it's a number, and 145.150. That's also in Syracuse, and that is a PL of 123. That's a KD2FL repeater, 123. It's also on, it's hard to believe, another reset. It's on the 6 meters, 53.67, 53.67, and 29.64. So there's that's Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for the swap and information app with N2VZD. So thought I'd point out a few of these stats every once in a while. And if you can't get to hand thrusting, turn on the radio and put your wants or needs or something you're looking for or something you want to sell to make more room for something new. That's always a good theory. WATU back to that.
Okay, yeah, a lot of good information there, John. I'll throw one more into the mix there, and then if anyone needs fills, I'll back out, and you guys can contact John directly. Down here in Oneonta, we've started an Aries Racy's Net. It'll be the third Sunday. That's the third Sunday of every month at 8:30 p.m., so that'd be 20:30 military time here, and that's on the 146.850 with a negative offset and a PL of 167.9. Now, John, I'm pretty sure, yeah, you and I have chatted on the 8.5 down here in Oneonta because I think you were trying to make sure I wasn't making a trip over the winter when a meeting got canceled, so, which I appreciate that. Actually, I was headed to a class that night for, I think it was something to do with, command services or something like that, doing incident command or something, so, but, that was really cool that I got to chat with you on the 8.5. But like I say, if anyone needs any fills on that or what John just said there, please give a holler. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're still looking for comments, queries, or late check-ins. As a matter of fact, John, I forgot, there is one more thing going on the 10th of July. I know on the 9th I'm doing a redo on my antenna farm out back here, so I'll be up in the Mohawk Valley probably late that night on the 9th, because on the 10th is the Boilermaker, which I normally sit down on Kellogg Street, I believe it is, and about a mile before the finish line, and I sit there with my little portable TV, and I'm watching the runners on television and as they run by, too, so nice event that they have up there. So, all right, like I said, we're still looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WAT with a query for you, Kevin.
All right, Nat recognizes WA2U with a query. Go ahead, John.
Okay, I should know the answer to this, but I don't, so I want to ask you. You mentioned the Boilermaker, and I think that's a conflict with the, if you're a ham radio operator, it's tough to be in two places at once. I know some people have tried that. I haven't really been following at that. I know it's, I think it's on 146.76. And maybe you have a good idea. I don't know if they have enough operators. I guess the real question is, do you know who's coordinating that in case there is someone that might be interested in participating or helping out with this upcoming public service event, who they might want to contact? So if you don't, maybe that's something we can find out in the future, because it might be someone listening that says, you know, I'd like to try public service, and I don't know that much about it, but I know with a lot of events, sometimes cancellation at the last minute, it's always good to have too many than not enough. WATU back to that.
All right, you know, it's funny, John, that you say that, because I almost think, yeah, last year I had my ham radio with me. Not last year. Yeah, last year, because I sat there last year, because a friend of ours, it was her first time back out since she had had a stroke the previous year. She's actually a resident up in the Boonville area, great, great gal, friends with their family up there, and she has come a long ways. So I don't know if they may be listening on the net here, because I know their neighbors across the street have a scanner sometimes they visit. So because we went out to cheer her on, because it was a really neat thing. But yes, as a matter of fact, I do remember, because I had my ham radio with me, and I did hear a lot of chatter. But you know what? I am not sure if that's the Utica Club that does that, or who coordinates that. So it might be something I may have to kind of put some feelers out and see what I can find. Or if someone out there happens to find that information, would like to share it, that'd be great, because just as John said, it's always better to have more operators than not enough. In fact, I've run into a couple of nets here that we've done for like a triathlon, and we needed 9 radio handlers out there, and we did it with 6, and I'll tell you what, it was a strain because we ran into some issues, but luckily I had a high-powered booster on mine, so I became like a secondary net repeater for that particular event. So, all right, yeah, John, I don't have any current information, but we'll see if we can find some. If you find something, bring it in and share it. If I find something, I'll definitely bring it back. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. All right, before I make a final call, I don't know who this may need to go to, but I know I mentioned in another net that we had here in Boonville, the Lowville Echolink has been down. I'm not sure if there's an issue, either internet or maybe there's a technical problem, but as I know in past conversations, Pete said it was kind of raspy sounding when we would get in there on Echolink, so I'm not sure if there was an issue. But that node is currently down. I'm not sure if they may be aware of it. Because I know I like to check in with Paul up there and see how things are going up in the Lowville area. So if anyone happens to know how to get a hold of Paul, AB2QG, or his brother, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, he's AB2XN, just let them know that Echolink node is down. All right, we're still looking for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. We'll make this a final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:29 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had K3TFB Bill, N2PFM George, N5AOW Bob, and WA2U John. Thank you guys for all checking in. And for those that listen on a scanner tonight, we thank you for hanging out with us too. And I always say, if you'd like to join us and you don't have a ham license, contact one of the club members, and I'm pretty sure someone will be more than happy to help you out and show you how to get on board. And it's really not that hard. I mean, I'm on as a technician, and I'm studying to go for my general here at some point, so... it's a lot of fun, and it's a great hobby, and like we always say, the sky is the limit. So, come on in and join us. You're always welcome. We appreciate it. So with that, I will say 7-3. This is KD2FPM, and I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. KD2FPM is clear.
KD.
DXF, Matthew in Utica for Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. I'm doing a call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. This is Acton. This is Acton. This is Acton. Nothing heard. This is KD2PXF, Acton Net Control, W2MO.